And the thing in life is that we live in this world, but we're not of it. And things arise, things that we don't like, things that are out of our control. But when we bring the Father back in, then, you know, we can get the solutions, we can get the answers, and we can get the direction and things. And, you know, the heart is deceitful, right? So we're to guard it with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, the issues of our living, what we're doing, how we're managing our time, how we're managing our thoughts, how we're managing our relationships, how we're managing our finances, how we're managing the things that we're doing day by day. And so really God wants us to have clarity of thinking, you know, where we are clear in our mind, we're crystal clear on what it is that he wants us to do and moving in that direction where he's pointed us. And like I said, things arise. If we think about Peter and Jesus walking on the water, and what happened? He's seen Jesus walking on the water and he said, Lord, if it's you, let me come to you. And he said, come. And then as he stepped out of the boat, then what did Peter do? He just took his eyes momentarily off the Lord, right? And he looked at the winds and the waves because they were boisterous, you know, and then he began to sink. And what did Jesus say? You know, oh, you of little faith, where did doubt arise in your heart? And sometimes when we're moving and walking with the Father, and we seem to have like, what's going on? Like things are not bumping for me like they were. Things are not in the flow where they were. You know, we can say to ourselves, okay, where has doubt risen in my heart for this to happen? Or it may not be you. It may just be the circumstances going on that's got your attention and diverted your eyes off God onto the things that are happening around you. And so really, you know, if we just set our minds and our hearts to the Father at all times, you know, in that we know that God is good always. God is always good. He's a loving heavenly Father. He's kind. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's forgiving. He's restoring. He's a provider for us in our hearts, in our minds, in our thoughts, in our emotions, in our finances, in our relationships, in the provision of things. He restores our life so that we can, and our strength and our energy, so that we can keep moving with him. God is a faith God, and he wants us to have his faith. And so he gives us the heavenly words. And this is why it's so important for us to go to God individually, seek his heart, desire and pursue after him, pursue after what is it you want me to do specifically, God. You know, I desire to live unto you. I desire to work for you. I desire to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I desire to see all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And so we've all got those good intentions because God's willed that within us through the heavenly words. We know that God is good. And so we establish that in our hearts and mind that God is good. He only gives that which is good. And like Amber said, you know, God has not given us the spirit of fear, right? So when we confess Romans 10, 9 and 10, we receive the Holy Spirit. And there's no impurities in it. It is a beautiful Holy Spirit. It's complete. It's incorruptible. And it's full of love. It's full of light. And it's full of power. So this is where we want to keep our thinking, you know, and that we can be crystal clear on the things that God wants us to do. We can have that clarity of thinking. And through that clarity of thinking, we can have a peaceful heart. So when we keep first things first, you know, we won't come off the track. No, it's easy to walk with God if we stay our minds on God. Jason mentioned David. You know, he declared to the giant what he was going to do before he went and done it. God never does anything without first speaking it. So when you feel yourself slip in, or you feel yourself anxious, or you feel overwhelmed, you say, peace be still. Storms be quiet. You call light into the situation. You call God's answers. Father, you give me these answers. Let them flow to me. And we got to be solid in trusting God. And I think that God has given so many great encouragement through this fellowship, through individuals, for all of us, that we can stay on track. Even if things are not going in the way that we like it, we know they will go in the way we like it if we stay with God, if we keep the confessions, if we keep our prayers to him, if we don't set our eyes on our own self. It's when we start looking at us, well, what's wrong with me? What's, you know, this situation's been going on for years in this area or that area. You know, we got to learn to now just relinquish that and give it to God. Father, look, you know, you just lead me and guide me in these things. All my efforts to try and resolve a situation or try to repair a situation has been fruitless. So I'm being still now. I'm not going to be whipped up by the winds of emotion or the winds of fear or the winds of lack or the winds of non-direction, but I'm going to be still. I'm going to sit with you and I'm going to pour out my heart before you in a positive manner, knowing that you got the answers, you got the solutions, and you got the direction. I'm going to set my love upon you, and I'm going to do the things that you put in my heart. And when we do, when we really make that kind of decision to really do what we're encouraged from God first, he's leading us, he's navigating you to where you're going to get further encouragement. And when you stick there, the answers will flow. Like I had someone call me yesterday and they said to me, I prayed certain things to God, right? I'm like, okay, yeah. And so God is going to speak by your mouth to give me the answers, right? And I'm like, okay, yeah. And that puts the carnal mind kind of switches in. I'm thinking, oh my God, am I going to say the right things there? And I'm thinking, no, I got the Spirit of God in me. He's working me. I believe that God works in me. I believe God gives me the heavenly words. I believe God gives me the answers and solutions, not just for myself, but for those that I'm ministering to, because I have a responsibility and I can't take that responsibility on from my own strength. I got to look to God to provide, that he can provide through me what that individual needs. And I always see this in the one-on-ones play out, that God really is giving the words. No matter how I'm feeling, I might feel tired, might not feel on the ball, but the Spirit of God is living, is not touched by the things in this world. You know, and so when I just go to God, Father, now you energize me those good things, what to say, what to speak, what to encourage, what are the needs of your people? And God navigates me. He really just puts the thoughts there. And it's as I'm willing and begin to speak, everything comes. But even if it's going to the scriptures will come to mind and he says, read this to them, read that and show them. You know, when, especially if someone's not got a clear understanding on anything and we've been sharing, then God, we can come to the scriptures and let that be the final say. You know, and it really is the final say and it's so clear. And it's not that I'm someone that just bumps my gums here. I know the scriptures. I've worked the script. I studied those things. You know, I spent years doing it like a lot of you on here have done. But when we're walking by the Spirit, God puts everything into place, just like the Apostle Paul before. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisee, many above his equals. He was the top-notch boy as a Pharisee. But when he got the Spirit of God, everything fell into place. God was able to bring everything out in the right, perfect, rightly divided way, if you want to say, right? So God gives us perfect words for each person. So, so this person was sharing me, yeah, I pray to God this. And as I'm sharing, I'm speaking, and the thoughts kept coming to mind. Am I saying, you know, what this guy had been praying? But it's not on me. It's on God to give me what I need to say. And so at the end of this conversation, and the person's on here, he's probably smiling to himself, he was so happy, so, you know, rejoicing, more happy than what I was because he got his answers. And he knew what he prayed, and, you know, he didn't tell me anything about it. So this just shows us, you know, God gives us signposts, if you want to say, that we're moving in the right direction, that we are on the ball. And plus, again, like, God keeps everything in a right way where it's easy to be received, easy to be entreated. If the heart of the other person is humble to receive, sometimes because we do know a lot, our own minds can come in and we might want to butt against it. We might want to say this and say that. Oh, he didn't mention this scripture and he didn't mention that scripture in the situation. But God has given perfect words. He's a perfect God. He's given us perfect Holy Spirit. We may not be perfect, but that Spirit of God in us is perfect. And when we're being led by that Spirit of God, then we can really move in great authority and great power, and it's God's power energized in us. So Yes, if things arise, you've got authority. Use your words. We call those things which are not as though they were. And if you've got situations going on at the moment that's put you in a whirlwind, put you on a roller coaster, then you start saying what you want in that situation. Pray it and say it. Give it to God. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your request be moon on chin. God's saying, tell me what you want. What's your desire in this situation? And I'll go to work for you. I just need your faith. I need you to believe that I'm going to go to work for you if you come to me. You know, like it says in Hebrews 11, 6, you know that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He's a faith God. And so the just shall live by faith, not by sight, not by feelings, not by emotions. Now, obviously, God can use our feelings and emotions and the things that we see to indicate to us certain things and to put us on guard in different situations, to make us wise and to be ahead of a situation. You know, and we can go to God for anything. And, you know, when you're seeking God, when you're genuinely seeking God, you know, there's no good thing he's going to withhold from you. There's no good thing he's going to hold from you. When you walk uprightly, when you're practicing the right way from the right words being given, just like on the day of Pentecost, it says they receive the apostles' doctrine gladly. They continue steadfastly. They persevered with those words in their hearts and their minds with the endeavor to apply it in their life. So you can come on and hear so many sharings on here, right? You can go somewhere else and listen to many teachers. You could go to the internet. You could go to many places. But you're just going to get knowledge if you're not going to do it. And God's not going to have you listen here, there, and everywhere. He's not the God of confusion. God is the God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. And you're on here because God's got specific words for you to receive gladly, so that if you take them into your heart and do them, you're going to get massive results. Because I'm serious on it. You know, I'm not just running a fellowship for the sake of running a fellowship. I want to see God go to work. I want to see people come up and be benefited by the way that God works within me and within Kim and with the people that work with us. So we're looking for results with God because we know there is results. If we are moving with him, if we are practicing the things with heart, and I think it's also good that we ask questions at times if you're not sure, because then it can be cleared up, because God wants you to have clarity. He's not the God of confusion. He doesn't want you to have a distracted mind. A distracted mind is a divided mind and a defeated mind. And so whatever problems you've got right now, they may be massive to you and maybe not massive to someone else. But God says, be still. Now, listen, I'm taking care of it. If you want me to go to work, I need your faith. I need you to come to me. I need you to cast all your cares to me. I need you to tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do even bigger than what you've asked me. So God wants us to be blessed and happy. He wants our faith. He's worked so well with us where we're all strong in faith. And so we don't want to come down in faith. And when we go to traditions, when we go to our own minds and our own thinking, then we can come down in faith. And God's worked with us to have high level faith, strong faith, the faith of Jesus Christ in activation, in manifestation. And when we speak, you know, when we talk to something, when we call something, it comes, because that's the authority we have. And we got to believe that in our hearts. You'll have what you believe. If you don't believe what I'm saying, it ain't going to work for you, because you're not going to do it. Number one, you might try it and then you give up. But you've got to be focused, and God is the one that gives you focus through the heavenly words. These words will help you focus despite any external situations going on. You make up your mind, okay, Father, I'm going to lock and load. I'm going to lock in and load with you. I'm going to bring your solutions in as you give them to me. I'm going to speak and do what you want me to do. We don't want to have mental ascent. Lots of people have got lots of knowledge, but what's the acid test to this, to their knowledge? Where is their fruit? A lot of people can say the same old teachings again, or well, I might be saying a lot of things, but there is fruits. There's people being blessed. There's people growing. There's people prospering. There's people being delivered. and set free. There's people now walking with God, walking by the Spirit of God. Look at the fruit. Just take a step back and look at the fruit. Look how you've personally been benefited. And I'm talking to those that have received the words and are doing it, are practicing it. Look at the fruit. Okay, then as you're walking, everything's going hunky-dory. Everything's flowing. The heavenly flow's flowing because you're doing the things God wants you to do. You're receiving the words he wants you to receive for you and where you're connected. And you're moving and you're practicing. And then something comes up. And then, oh, you of little faith, where did four doubt arise in your heart? And you just go back. Okay, I was moving well. Everything was flowing. Where did I miss it? Or what happened for me to come out of this flow where I'm not feeling so great, where the prayers don't seem to be answered, where the things are not flowing like it was flowing? So you just humble yourself before the Almighty God, our Heavenly Father. You have a humility of heart and say, okay, God, show me. And he'll show you, I promise you. He will show you. And I was speaking with someone this week, and I gave an example from the book of Haggai. You know, where these guys, they were building their own houses, they were getting money, and they had clothes and food and water, but it wasn't enough. You know, the money that they earned, it was like putting into a bag with holes. The clothes that they had didn't keep them warm, the food didn't sustain them, the drink didn't sustain them. And God says to them, why? He said, consider your ways. In other words, think about what you've been doing. Think about what you've been practicing. And then he tells them why. He said, listen, all this lack that you've got is not because I was withholding from it. Basically, God doesn't withhold anything from anyone. It's through the practice that he's able to bring to us what we need. Like, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's our part. And then God's part is to add all those things to us. So these guys were focusing on their own lives, their own little houses, their own nest eggs. And God was blowing upon it. He said, why? He said, because my house lied waste. So in that, he was saying, look, first things first. Take care of what I want you to do, and everything that you need, you'll have. Your money won't go into bag with holes. Your clothes will sustain you and keep you warm. The food will satisfy you. The drink will quench your thirst. And you'll be happy. He says, so this is what you do. Consider your ways, what you've done, where you kind of went off. Lovingly, God was showing you, even in that reproof and correction, it was so loving. He said, now this is what you do. Go and get the wood and all the stuff you need and start building my house. And I will take delight in that. So when we keep God first, he takes delight in that. Because he's able to go to work because we're responding to what he's showing us to do. So he's able to work. When we don't do that, it's not that he's withholding. We've stopped him and put the barrier up for him blessing us. And God doesn't go against his own word when he says something. He wants to be first. And that's even today, not Old Testament. It's still today. God first, you know. And but it's with joy, it's with love, it's with happiness. It's not, well, I better do this because I won't get blessed. That's the wrong heart. We want to do the things because we love God. We're so thankful for what he's done, what he's delivered us from. We're so thankful for, I am, I'm talking from me now. I'm so thankful for where I knew where I know where I come from. I know where I was. I know the things I done and didn't do. You know, I know my background. And it took a mighty God to deliver me out of that, let me tell you. And I would be too ashamed to say how I was brought up and how things went. But the point is, God delivered me out of it anyway. And now he's put me up on high because I set my love upon him. And that's the truth. God set his love upon you first. He loved you first. And now there's our part. Now we set our love upon God. And when we set our love upon God, then we flow with all the things that come within that. The protection, the blessings, the abundance, the good success. And God wants us all to have good success. And that starts within. And it starts from the heavenly words being received gladly into our hearts. What is receive the words gladly? Oh, that was a great word, brother. And then don't go and do nothing with it. No, the receiving the words gladly is the receive, retain, release. Bang, it comes. So thankful. Yeah, this is the direction. This is the vision. I'm going to move with it. We receive and do. You know, and it stays with us because we've acted upon it. So God requires us to act. A part of our faith is not just the confession, it's the action that goes with that. And doing the things that he's leading us to do by the Holy Spirit within us. He's given us a navigation system because we couldn't navigate ourselves. And when we bring our minds into line with what he's saying, then that Spirit of God is really energized within us. And we can have clarity of thinking, making great decisions. You know, practicing perfect things that is going to bring God into full action. You know, and God works for us is by grace. I was talking with another believer about grace this week. No, it's not by might, nor by power, none of our efforts, but it's by the Spirit of God. You know, and the mountains before you will become a plain. And you'll be speaking to it, grace, grace unto these mountains, right? These problems will disperse. So whatever problem you've got, get God in on the picture straight away if you haven't. And then say, now you show me what to do. Father, you lead me from this. You give me the answers. You give me the solutions. I'll do exactly what you tell me. And if you mean it, he'll give you the answers. He'll give you the solutions. And then we continue therein. And we're not doormats for Jesus either. You know, Jesus Christ paid the price for everything so that we can take a bold stand and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It's not in our might. It's not in our effort. It's not in our knowledge. It's not in our wisdom. God is the one that gives everything to us and provided the tools for the job. And that is to walk like our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will. We are as Christ in this world. We got the Spirit of the living God in us. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Okay? The distractions are designed to get you out of the heavenly flow. It really is designed to get you out of the heavenly flow. The distractions are to get you to focus on a limited God. And God is not limited. He's only limited to where we limit him because of our unbelief. God is the one that's building our hearts and our minds and our vision as we receive his words. Faith is in your imagination. And what do I mean by that? No, it says in Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And that word mind can be translated imagination, and it also means frame. The framework of your mind needs to be filled with the light of God's word, which builds your imagination so you can see yourself walking in victory. In the senses realm, you may not, but God gives you the words so you can see yourself living the life that he wants you to live. You need to see yourself already living it, even though it may not be manifested yet. So we see ourselves living that way. We see ourselves thinking that way, speaking that way. See yourself living the life you desire that you believe God wants you to have and live and what God says he wants you to have and live. See yourself as already living it, even if you're not. See it here. And then move towards that through your mental direction, through your confession, and through your application of everything. And when you do that, then you'll start to see the manifestation of those spiritual promises and realities which are truly ours. And God is with you. There's no condemnation to anyone. You know, I just love this. You know, there's no condemnation. God is not judging you. You know, and I was reminding someone this week, you know, as far as the east is from the west, so God has removed our sin, you know. He doesn't remember it no more. The only sin that is remembered is by us or by someone bringing it up to us, right? But God has forgotten it because he doesn't see, he sees totally different to the way we see ourselves. And we need to learn to see ourselves in the light of how God sees us. We need to learn to see and recognize ourselves as Christ. And that we have that Spirit of Christ within us, the Spirit of the living God. And that we got the direct access to God. We're always before him. You've got access to the Most High God. And he's given you the abundance. The abundance of his wonderful wisdom. That's where it starts. This wonderful knowledge and wisdom and understanding of the Heavenly Father. That's the greatest riches. It's far above rubies and all those things. But those rubies and everything will come when you're walking with him. Because your heart's not set upon those things. Your heart's set upon God. And when we start doing them, keeping him first, then the heavenly flow continues. If it stops, just sit down. Okay, God, get me on track here. I feel off track. I'm, you know, things are not flowing. Show me what I need to be doing here. And he'll show you. God will show you where you might have missed something or you might have forgot something. And if you are looking at what we've been sharing about the confessions, well, it's manufactured, isn't it? You know, they're manufactured. No, we're not. You might have to start off a little bit manufactured, like when I wake up in the morning. I'm tired, but I start saying, I am blessed when I lie down and I'm blessed when I... And as I carry on, then God is energizing. Then his heavenly words flow. Just like when we first begin to speak in tongues, we have to open our mouth. We have to give the sound and then God energizes. Just like when we minister healing, when we reach out or when we speak or we say, it's through the commands and the words being spoken. And if it's met with faith, then the deliverance comes. And it's the same for us receiving the heavenly things. So God is really with you. He really is. Don't beat yourself up. If things are not going so great in different areas, that's fine. Now we've got something to really go to God for and see him go to work. Father, this is beyond my control or beyond my reach. So I come to you for wisdom. Give me wisdom in this situation. And God, now you go to work for me. I want your grace in this situation. I need your grace upon grace upon grace. And he'll give that to you. In other words, he'll go to work mightily. He'll go beyond your expectation. God says, ask me. And I'll do exceedingly, abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works in you. Being led by God, everything energized by God. So don't doubt. No, wherefore did doubt arise in your heart? You could go back and find out. You say, God, where did the doubt arise? Where did I miss the mark? We don't want to focus there, but if we want to get back in that flow, number one, we go to God, Father, okay. I know you're with me. I know you're for me. I know you never leave me or forsake me. But God, I want this sorted out. So if there's an area that I've missed, I don't want to be falling down that pitfall again. I want you to highlight to me so I can nail this out of the way. And God is very faithful. God is so faithful to you. He'll never let you down. He doesn't care what you've done, what you don't, but what do you want to do? What do you want to do from now on? Do you want to move in this power? Do you want to move in this love? Do you want to move in this authority? Do you want the answers flowing to your heart and mind? Do you want that flow into your heart and mind, or do you want your own ideas flow into your heart and mind? Do you want your own knowledge? Do you want to sort it all out yourself? God doesn't want you to sort things out yourself. He wants you to go to him. He wants you to be dependent upon him. Then he'll give you the perfect directions, solutions, and answers. So be still and know that he is God. Just like Jesus said to the winds and the waves, be still. You say to your situations, be still, light come. God, let your light shine. And back off those devil spirits. Devil spirits, I command you to back off. And listen, devil spirits are running. They're running. They've come and tried to get people off their path, but they're out of here. I command it every day, as God shows me. And it works every time, because we have that authority. And so you are the lights in this world. And God says, now you speak. You declare, you move forward, put into action some of the things that you haven't done. And you see me go to work. As you move, I move with you. I go before you and prepare the way. So anyway, these are some of the things I wanted to share and encourage. And I love you all dearly. And thank you for taking the time to listen to me also.